Yeah.
Sir,
Mr. President. Chuck? I just wanted to check, how'd the cabinet thing go? I've got to leave in a...
It was very, very good, Mr. President. The presentations were all good. John Skelly brought them out of their chairs at the end. He was absolutely superb.
Great. That was a good stroke.
Well, he gave up...
As you know, I built him up a little, too.
He sure did, and he gave them a Moynihan kind of speech, but with more bite than Moynihan gave. And
marvelous.
And with specifics, and said, here's what you fellows have got to do. 1, 2,
great.
3, 4.
Great.
And they gave him an ovation afterwards, which was...
Great.
I think they took it. I mean, it was tough,
great.
But he really laid it on the line. It just
great.
Could not have been.
Second thing, how about the farm thing? Are you working on that?
Yes, sir. That's moving beautifully. We have Gibson in line, and he's briefing up on the hill with the agriculture people right now. That started. And we've got the networks alerted. Ziegler has gotten out the line to several of them,
good.
So we'll have a scoop in Chicago.
Good.
Agriculture this afternoon.
Great.
Hill people are all lined up, and they're all
great.
Enthusiastic as hell.
Great.
So it's going very well. I've sent a note into you to call Gleason and Calhoun at some point when you get an
good.
Opportunity, because we want to wrap the story around the fact that you personally engineered this.
Right. Right.
And Johnson and Kennedy had both failed completely, and this is a big triumph in the Midwest. We'll play that, and I haven't seen how the unemployment story is playing. I'm sure it's on the wires by now, but... be a good shot for us today.
It damn well ought to be.
Well,
at least the market held yesterday. It didn't go down.
It's off a little bit this morning, but not much.
How much?
Drifting. Let's see. It's
the unemployment figure already out?
Well, no. No, sir. That, in fact, my report is 2 hours old. It was down 4 points, but it...
Maybe it's still going to go down.
No, I don't know. The unemployment figure would normally move, let's see, 10:30. It would be on the wires by 11:30. So that should...
market shouldn't really be down with that figure in there. It may be that damned, banking crisis. Oh, well, what the hell.
That would have an impact. Oh, yeah, that would have a hell of an impact.
We don't care. It's going to be up and down, as I say. It ought to be up, but if it is, it just reacts in a recalcitrant matters.
Well, they're moving toward all the intelligence is they're moving toward an agreement upstairs if something doesn't go wrong on the... on the payboard, so if we...
I'd better go, right?
It'll go. We'll keep it on the track, too.
Did you talk to Lou Harris yet, after the dinner?
No, sir. He's headed off for the Virgin Islands, but I talked to him before.
Yeah, you ought to get him a call, see how he liked the dinner. Would you do it?
Yes, I'll call him this afternoon. He'll be arriving down there just about now.
And, you know, get a little feel, and I'll check with you tomorrow. I imagine it was a big thrill for him. I played up to him a little.
He was
through the line.
He was so excited coming that he couldn't stand it. At 7 o'clock, he said it was such a thrill for his wife.
Yeah.
You know, that has a hell of an impact. It really does. So that...
Well, I can safely leave town then, you think?
Yes, indeed. We'll keep the payboard thing under control, and we should make the farmers happy for a day or two.
Yeah.
I had a good talk with Clark Molyneux last night. I won't bring you with it now, but we're making some progress. And
did he see our problem?
Yes, sir. And he was very, very impressed that we wanted his advice and counsel. And
good.
I think we may bring it around.
All right, Chuck. Thanks for the farm thing.
Fine,
bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day.